6.3 interest rate. It's really an incredible deal. And a lot of veterans don't take advantage of these VA home loan benefits because, you know, well, a lot of places don't want to go through the trouble of telling you about it. The Alabama Home Mortgage specializes in helping veterans take advantage of these home loan programs that you earned through your service. And even if you're not a veteran, you can save or cut down on that monthly rate. You can save so much money and skip up to two payments when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage. So you skip 2 months, you start paying less than you were before, or maybe you're going for retirement and you pay off that mortgage before you retire. They can work with you on your situation. Always unique to you, the customer. So give them a call today. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon. Final hour when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New York City will require all municipal workers to get coronavirus vaccines by mid-September or face weekly COVID-19 testing. The move announced by Mayor Bill de Blasio today follows last week's announcement mandating vaccinations or weekly testing for public health care workers as the city battles a rise in cases. Enforcing France's new virus pass could prove a logistical challenge for restaurants and other venues. Managers and diners hope it helps avoid another dreaded lockdown. France's parliament approved a law early today requiring special virus passes for all restaurants and domestic travel and mandating vaccinations for all healthcare workers in that country as well. Stocks wobbled between small gains and losses in morning trading on Wall Street today after a record high close on Friday. Right now, the Dow is up 21 points. This is SRN News.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad and she shook her head so much she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
The Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. In Tallapoosa County, police say 70-year-old Michael Johnson's body was found in a wooded area of Highway 50 just south of Dadeville over the weekend. Police have identified a suspect and a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on murder charges. Please call the authorities if you know of Wyckoff's whereabouts. Two people are dead and a third is in critical condition following a double murder and attempted suicide in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries shot and killed his wife, Susan Jeffries, and his mother, Joyce Jeffries, before turning the gun on himself. William Jeffries is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. And a sinkhole has developed in downtown Montgomery at the corner of North Perry and Jefferson Street. Drivers should avoid the area. MPD has that area blocked off. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Welcome back to the news and views from 9 till noon. Well, folks, it looks like we got ourselves a big old sinkhole in downtown Montgomery, the intersection of North Perry and Jefferson Street. I'm looking at a photo of it now. Doesn't look all that big as far as holes go so far, because this is only the beginning. Apparently, the sinkhole has been blockaded by Montgomery police, so nobody's going to fall down it. No vehicles are going to crash into it. It's been caught before anything really bad happened, but that's a nasty-looking sinkhole, and just another example of how the basic things always need to be done and done again. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, as the big voice said. This part of News and Views brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Whether you're looking to buy or sell antique jewelry items, Troop Booth is the man to go see there at Heirloom Jewelers. He grew up in the family business and, well, also went off to be trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He's had his entire staff trained there at the GIA. And at Heirloom Jewelers, they have the latest fashions here in the River Region, but with an older twist, true antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry items, whether you're going to pop the big question or you're maybe looking to surprise somebody with unexpected gift at an unexpected time, or you could be treating yourself. When you buy at Heirloom Jewelers, whether in person at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery or online at heirloomjewelers.com, be sure to use the promo code Joey when you check out online, J-O-E-Y, or just tell Troop Booth Joey sent you in person. You'll get 10% off all your purchases there. Right now, Troop Booth is especially looking to buy from you. So if you have any old jewelry laying around, whether it's in mint condition or it's a bunch of junk, so to speak, before you let it just continue to sit there, or God forbid you throw it away or sell it at a yard sale or something like that, no, go to a true fine jewelry expert, Troop Booth. He'll be able to help you out there. And you bring your items in after making an appointment. You can call him at 260-0066 or make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop will look them over. He'll give you an offer. And if you agree to the value of that offer, then and there, you'll get paid right then and there. It's just that easy. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Yeah, it was surprising. I went down to downtown Montgomery Friday evening because I hadn't been down there in a while and was looking to just sit down at one of the local establishments, and most of them said an hour and a half. I'm looking around the restaurants going, well, there are all these open tables. Why is this going to take an hour and a half? Well, because good help is hard to find. Many people staying home and continuing to stay home with these new child tax credits coming down the pipe. That means so much is, well, being leveraged against local business owners trying to find good workers and good help. Folks, there's plenty of opportunity if you want to go work a job. Plenty of opportunity out there. But it's a bit frustrating when you see these great establishments trying to get back open, trying to make some money once again. And, well, they're having trouble even finding people, warm bodies, to help make it run. It must be frustrating for a lot of these owners who survived the pandemic only to now find, well, the aftermath isn't a cakewalk either. So we'll see. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. But now I have a story that I think will go farther and further than any public awareness initiative or propaganda campaign will ever get to people who need to be vaccinated. You know, we've seen governors, senators, public health officials, even teenage heartthrob celebrities push for more and more people to get vaccinated. And they're telling you, hey, if you don't take the carrot, whether it be free donuts or beer, or you might win a lotto drawing, well, we might give you the stick and more mask mandates and whatnot. Well, but how about this story? This is out of Australia, so take that with a big old grain of salt. You know you can't trust those Australians. Women are claiming boobs get bigger after having the Pfizer jab. Women are sharing their shock at discovering their breasts have gotten bigger after their jab. with experts explaining why it happened. Now, this, you know, could sound like a wonderful thing. It also kind of sounds painful. Women who have had the Pfizer vaccine are reporting an unexpected side effect, claiming their breasts have grown bigger after their jab. Pfizer is one of two vaccinations currently being rolled out all across Australia. Common side effects from COVID-19 vaccines include pain at the injection site, headaches, fatigue, or feeling flu-like symptoms. But many women have noticed their breasts and lymph nodes had swollen after receiving these jabs, dubbing the effect the Pfizer boob job. According to the Australian Department of Health, inflamed lymph nodes are a less common side effect of the vaccine. You know, they lead you in with a headline. They really, these writers here for this Australian news site, they know how to hook you in. Big boobs. Oh, I'm paying attention. You had my curiosity, now you have my attention. In the U.S., where the vaccination rollout is further along than Australia, doctors have reported an influx of newly vaccinated women making mammogram appointments. Dr. Laura Esserman, she's the director of University of California's San Francisco Breast Care Center, said women were confusing swollen lymph nodes after the vaccine for signs of cancer. I'm sure hundreds of thousands of women will be affected by this for sure, said the good doctor. But there's just more and more that you don't know what's coming your way. And I really appreciate Jeff Dye's take on this, that, hey, the vaccines are kind of your own private business. So largely, keep it to yourself. Discuss it with family, friends you can trust. But I find the big push by so many of our public officials who fancy themselves leaders is not really doing the trick. And I'm not going to browbeat you one way or another. It's a personal choice, much like your religion or what you do in the bedroom. 272-9228. And just to reiterate, the Durham report will be released publicly if John Durham, Special Counsel Durham, ever gets around to releasing anything on the origins of the Russia scandal. Do I have high hopes? Am I hanging my hat on Mr. Durham? No. I just find it interesting that he has continued on for this long. That he has not closed up shop at all. We're way past the election. We're now almost a year beyond that election. Still got a few more months to go, but almost a year beyond it. And it makes you wonder, what exactly is John Durham up to? I would love to see bombshells come out of this thing, but we've been promised so many bombshells for so long that that has become the hope or the cope of so many on the right that I don't want to proffer them. I don't want to be a hopium monger. But it is a curiosity. What is John Durham up to? Guy who has actually put FBI agents in prison before, helped uncover FBI frame jobs from the 60s. Based on some of his investigations, he's not afraid to going after corrupt cops. We'll see if he actually goes after corrupt cops at the upper echelons of the FBI or maybe officials within the intelligence community. We shall see. But like I keep saying, what we need is a massive overhaul, an open, transparent process, almost like a church committee 2.0. As they bandy about a new select committee on January the 6th, that's the wrong select committee. It's not what we need. We need a select committee with a moratorium on what's going on with national intelligence. We need a total and complete stop of intelligence gathering until we can figure out what's going on. Because it seems like Americans' basic rights are chipped away more and more each day. And anybody who makes a call for freedom and liberty is clapped away in a madhouse. 272-9228. And speaking of the FBI, the Bureau continues to be rocked by more illicit office romances as well as workplace harassment. Now, it's a big organization, but, you know, of course, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page became headline news because, well, so many of their text messages not only showed them and how much they loathed then-candidate Trump, but how much they loved one another. And I guess that's the nature of what happens in D.C. It's, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah on the Potomac. Or, well, power corrupts in more ways than the usual Well, I want my my bill to give money to my friend. Power corrupts in other ways, say, as an aphrodisiac would. Let's go to the phones and see who this is. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Joel.
Hey, Joel, how are you doing?
Good. I just want to make a comment. You got a favorite restaurant needing help? Make sure that we reward those who are working.
I do. I make sure to tip heavily.
Yep. And I carry that across the board. If they'll let me, I give tips to McDonald's. I don't care
right
who they are. I want to encourage them. The other segment you just finished with, I don't know how we're going to settle that until we have some people to stand up against them, because anybody that comes up with anything is threatened, I could imagine.
Right, and I wonder what life insurance policy John Durham has. Maybe he's got one of those, you know, those wrestlers had.
I don't know, but we some way we've got to help them be secure. You know, if they do something, we got to help them and their family some way. I don't know, but well, anyway,
I think you're right about the tips, and I'd make it a point, especially if it's a small item. Like if I pick up breakfast, what, at most it's 10, 11 bucks at most. I'll still give a $5, $6 tip on that, if not more, if they do a really good job. So it's got to look out.
Yeah, we got to look out for them. And, you know, even when I go to like a dollar store, if I have some kind of whatnot I can give them or whatever, they're working for us and they've just got a few people. So let's support them. Let's tell them we appreciate them. Thank you so much for your program.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate you. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joel, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam, how you doing? You, have your breasts got any bigger lately?
You know, I was wondering, what kind of show are you trying to run down there, Mr. Clark?
I have been
enjoying it, though.
Thank you.
Talk about a bait and switch. But, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, listen, I'm enjoying it. Jeff Deist,
We're going to make it a regular thing and keep talking about, especially local and state issues. I like talking to people about state issues who aren't involved with state governments or politics. So often the people talk about state issues are involved in one way, some form or fashion. Jeff is not, which he's involved. He's aware of the issues. He's an Alabamian. Been living here for 7 years, but he's not involved with all the other, let's say, politicos.
Yes, sir. And I picked up on his clarity. You know, of course, there's a certain amount of wisdom, but it was a good perspective, and thank you very much. Durham. Okay, Durham, I heard he had a GoFundMe page, and it's like a dentist making boat payments. Okay? He's going to pull teeth, make those payments. That's so bad.
And what all the boat does is collect barnacles?
I messed my joke up. I know a dentist doing unnecessary mouth surgery to make a boat payment. I don't feel any pain in that tooth. You will shortly. All that's wrong. My time is off. Thank you, Joey. Join the show, man.
Appreciate you. 272-9228-272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Folks, if you're having any issues at all with your walking ability, with your balance, Dawn Sexton and her team, their Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville can help you. Just give them a call, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test. And it's a very simple test. Pretty straightforward, but it allows them to give you a score. It'll be 18 out of 18 if you are perfectly balanced and have all of your walking ability under you. But say you get an 8 out of 18. Well, within a few weeks of therapy, that score will improve. Maybe 10 out of 18, maybe 12 out of 18. But this is why they do that first test, and they do it for free. That way you can get a baseline. You and them can get a baseline, and you know what you're working with. And you can pinpoint what might be causing your walking or imbalance problems. Say it could be an inner ear problem, like vertigo. It could be a vision problem, mild strokes. You can lose peripheral vision, or it could be that one eye is getting blurrier than the other, losing that sight quicker than the other, that can cause imbalance issues. But also, it could be an ankle injury, a knee injury. Whatever it is, Physical Therapy and Balance Center can help you. They have state-of-the-art technology like virtual reality, testing, and therapy, as well as a 360 walking track. Both of these, well, pieces of machinery and tech, you'll be strapped into a harness. That way, you can really test yourself without any fear of falling. It's not just the physical problems you're getting over, but often the psychological blocks that you've built up. You know, say your right ankle's really hurting you. Well, you've learned not to put too much weight on that right ankle. You got to retrain your brain once that ankle is fully healed. Say, hey, it's all right to use it once again. To say again, like John Kennedy. So check out Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test. And also be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back after this.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Biden, President Biden, and the Iraqi Prime Minister are to announce the end of U.S. combat mission in Iraq. But in other news, the U.S. Army is saying they're also prepared to continue strikes against the Taliban. I thought we got out of Afghanistan. Well, our robots didn't. The same way when I look at, okay, we're out of Iraq, but are we really out of Iraq? And let's say, for the sake of argument, we actually do get out of Afghanistan and Iraq. We're done. The combat mission is done. Finally, mission accomplished. Whatever that mission may be. What we need to be prepared for is the next war, because there will always be a push for the next war when you look at the self-licking ice cream cone that is the military bureaucracy, looking for that next mission to milk. You have to wonder, will it be more ventures into Syria, or maybe something, say, having to do with South America, whether it be Venezuela or Cuba? Or it could be just building up, helping with the defense of Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, the Philippines, and bringing, say, Australia into the fold, India into the fold, and really trying to box in the Chinese Communist Party. You never know what the next war may or may not be. But just keep an eye out for them, folks. And as they present it, it will be presented in a dramatic fashion. It'll be presented like, we must do this now. But I hope everybody in the United States, here especially combat veterans, takes a deep breath. Saying, well, this latest foreign policy by freakout is not going to fly. It's time for us to get our house in order and stop being distracted by the latest evil that's on the block around the world. There will always be evil in this world. It's not necessarily the role of the United States military, the United States Congress, or the American people to get involved in wrestling every evil under the sun. Plus, we got planets to conquer now with the whole new space race. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, this is Stiff Arm.
Hey, Stiff Arm, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I hadn't got to listen to you a lot lately, but I did hear you last week when you had Perry Hooper Jr. on.
Yeah.
And y'all were talking about Liz Cheney and the new, what they're trying to do in the voter laws in Wyoming. And I had a question. I didn't make it in on your show last week. I called in too late. But when he was talking about the change, trying to get the state legislators to change their laws to show a majority that has to win to be named the new congressman, what's the likelihood of that happening and happening quick enough before the next voting cycle?
From what he said, it seems like an uphill battle, that it's going to be tough to, number one, consolidate around just two, maybe, candidates in opposition to Liz Cheney. I believe President Trump is trying to do that, kind of weed out the field and just get it down to a few folks who are going to run against her, so you don't dilute the opposition vote to Cheney too much. And then the other hurdle seems to be the registrars and clerks themselves within Wyoming. So it's not going to be enough time to pass something in the legislature per se. There could be a change at the county level and the clerk level, and it's just a matter of convincing them. I've not heard any new information since I last spoke to Perry. But I'm definitely going to have him back on, and we'll give you an update on what's happening there in Wyoming and the attempt to take out Liz Cheney.
Yeah. So what you're saying then is there probably won't be a law change in time, but is she vulnerable with or without that change, or is she...
She's still vulnerable without the change, but like Perio laid out, she doesn't need a majority to win. She just needs to get the highest percentage of everybody in the field. I think that's a bad way to actually run your winner take all. You have to at least get 50 plus one in this.
Right, exactly. Well, okay, yeah, I was just curious. I understood what he was talking about with the law change or what they're trying to do, but I didn't know if she was vulnerable either way, with or without the change, or if it was, if the change didn't occur, she was probably going to win it, or if it was going to be a battle for her.
Well, in a way, this is a test of not only the people of Wyoming, but of Trump. You know, how much of a wrecking ball can Trump be on some of these state-level fights? And we'll see. I don't know. I think he can be very effective. Say here in Alabama, the more he pounds Katie Britt and Richard Shelby, I think it helps Mo Brooks, definitely helps Mo Brooks. Oh, we saw it with Jeff Sessions, though. When Trump backed Luther Strange, that didn't work out too well. So I think when Trump is Trump, and he really is running his own ship, not just listening to, say, the recommendation from Mitch McConnell, like in the case of Luther Strange, it works out well, and we'll see how it goes in Wyoming and other states.
Right, and I guess right now he hasn't selected one. I think I read he was looking at a couple of people in Wyoming, but yeah. He hasn't put any recommendation behind one particular person at this time.
Well, let me ask you, Steph Armour, are you following, say, the local... I mean, we already have four people in for the Senate race. Are you have anybody in mind yet, or are you kind of waiting?
I don't know much of... I know about Mo Brooks, but I don't know about Katie. I know who she is, but I don't know any of her politics. And I heard Perry, I think he talked about her and, you know, having worked with her in the past. But I don't know anything about her to say, yeah, I like her, dislike her. So I haven't studied. I haven't done my homework in that race yet.
Okay. Yeah, and it's still early, and honestly, that's what I expect from most folks. And I'm still undecided. I want to get to know them better, even after having interviewed all of them at least once at this point.
Right. And I to be honest with you, I haven't got to hear your show a lot like I normally have in the past month and a half. So I'm kind of
where have you been?
Out of state working, and my radio broke in my truck, so I can't hear you. So, but sometimes no news is a good break from
true
political world. But anyway, I did get to hear you last week, and I'm big to hear you more the next few weeks. But just wanted to ask your opinion on what that race was going to do out there. I mean, even if she gets back in, do you see it being a huge issue for the next 2 years if Trump were to run again in 2024?
I don't think it'll be a huge issue. It'll be more like that annoying thorn in his side, or that pebble in his shoe. Kind of, you know, okay, he would like, you know, they got her out of the leadership position, but she'll always be there if they can't defeat her now.
Right, that's how I looked at it. It's not. I mean, it'd be nice to get rid of that issue, but it's not going to be a bad deal. I think it like you said, it's an annoyance. Curious too. Have you heard anything about the audit in Arizona? Because I only hear about it when I do get to listen to you. You don't hear much about it anywhere else.
I haven't seen much on this. I mean, you'll see drip, drip, drip coming out of that audit and information on it. But we're going to kind of sit and wait. I've been waiting for more a full report on this.
Right.
I don't like the sort of leaks to the press. Now, that can give people hope, but I would prefer to just sit and wait. If you got the goods, you got the goods. I feel a bit burned by the whole Kraken crap that Sidney Powell put out there. So
yeah, I did too. That was a lot of nothing after it came down to the end. But I am curious to see what happened in Arizona. That's sort of a little leak away several other states as well. So
and honestly, at the end of the day, this is Arizona's business.
And, right.
It'll be Georgia's business, Illinois' business, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and the people of Alabama have their own business to attend to. And it's a shame that so much happens in D.C. that we're now kind of waiting with bated breath. What's going on in Arizona and these other places? We understand which way the cat is jumping, but I like it to be where Arizona could do their own thing and we in Alabama, well, wish them well, but largely, yeah, it's your business.
Right. Well, no matter what happens in Arizona, they're not going to change the presidency won't change. It'll just reveal what happened, which will be good to know. it's not going to change what we're doing right now. But anyway, I was just curious if you had heard anything else on that as well.
No, nothing new. But we'll keep you abreast of it, so to speak, kind of like a Pfizer vaccine, if anything comes out.
I appreciate it, Joey.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Stiff Arm. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're in the market for paint, whether you're doing it yourself or contracting out the job, whether for the interior or exterior of your home, New Look Decorating can help you. They're your Benjamin Moore retailer, your local choice for those great paint and stain supplies. And whether it's Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists, or anybody on that talented staff there at New Look Decorating Center, be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. You can stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. That's right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating. Or you can give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. They can help you with color selection, maybe to meet the rest of the scheme in your home. Or maybe you're looking to save a little bit of money on how you're going to restain the deck or how you're going to repaint the bedroom. They can help you with all the tricks of the trade. And like I said, maybe if you're doing it yourself for the very first time, they can help you with a little extra beyond just the color selection you're going for. And a great thing about New Look Decorating, one of the many great things, is that when you use a particular paint or stain supply and you want to come back, say, in a year or two, maybe sooner, depending on what happens in life, you know, with pets and children and family and whatnot, they'll have on file there at New Look Decorating the exact paint or stain supply you used before. So no guesswork involved. You can pick up right where you left off. Keep that continuity of character and vision when it comes to your paint and stain choices on your home. So again, check them out today. That's New Look Decorating, your local choice for all those great Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. Be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 90% of Detroit residents say they want more police. It's interesting how these big cities run by those affiliated with the Democratic Party have all this mayhem. And per capita, Montgomery's not doing great. And really, it's time to drop the party labels and actually get to know what's going on with our city. Montgomery is going through some changes here. We had the resignation of Chief Finley. Now we have a new interim chief in place. And I've started to see more and more officers on the streets. I really have. And just today, coming down Harrison Road. I got to be careful on my journey to and from home there in Forest Hills because you got Green Ridge Road, you got Harrison Road right there. Just if you're not paying attention, you will be going too fast. But today, heading into work down Harrison Road, I saw a motorcycle officer had somebody pulled over. It's like, we still have motorcycle cops? All right then. So there are some people there within the Montgomery Police Department and working within the city listening. And as I was telling Jeff Deist, I watched some of a budget presentation at the beginning of this month. And actually, the city of Montgomery is doing pretty well in terms of revenues. There is no need for any new sort of taxation whatsoever. And it doesn't mean we have to go and spend like gangbusters either. It means that, hey, we're got a pretty good footing here. Continue to plan things out. Continue to bring the city together in a coherent way. I think what's going to help not only this city and this state, but the entire country is when we look out for our own backyard, that we stop paying attention to the narratives and the over-the-top power plays of the corporate press and the politicians who occupy D.C., those swamp creatures, and we look out for what's going on at home. Now, we're not going to be completely immune from D.C., of course. There's a lot of action that plays there. And yes, you know, with all that money and power up there, it's a bit of a sexier issue to speak about. But with Montgomery in pretty good shape, with a unique history to this city, I think we can really get something going. And in fact, that is happening. Tourism's coming back to the city. There are a lot of new events being brought to the city. And it won't all be sunshine and lollipops, that's for sure. When you get down to it, there's going to be a lot of work, whether it's the basics, like, you know, road upkeep or picking up the trash, or it's renaming streets and whatnot. We'll see. Montgomery ain't perfect by any means. By any means. But I think it does have a bright future if it continues to get its house in order. Right now, we seem to be on a proper glide path. I do not like the idea of a larger government in Montgomery. I think we could have a much faster growing city without government getting too involved in every little aspect. And honestly, I'm more amenable, whatever it is. I'm okay with a little more government at a very local level, especially if the trade is I get a little more government at the city level, and then at the national level, I get hardly any government messing with me. I'd take that trade all day, every day. Because if I don't like what my local government is doing, what can I do? I can move pretty darn easily. I can move to, say, Prattville, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and the like. Not that difficult of a trip to take. But when a national government has me by the short hairs, what do? Move to Canada? Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, maybe if Alabama's got a prison problem, we'll just send them off to Canada, like the Ruskies send their people to Siberia. That's the Great White North. What in the world is going on in that place? And the Olympics continue on, and, you know, honestly, this weekend I did not watch much of the Olympics. And just lately I've had a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to some of what's going on with just all of the Olympics and the run-up to it. It just wasn't on the top of mind. I enjoyed seeing the torch lighting last week, and I'm sure there's some great stories for young men and women who are just trying to make it in their respective athletic fields, and God love you. All power to you. But the United States has been fairly slow out of the gate in terms of going for the gold. We'll see if anything improves as the week and the Olympics continues. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dr. Tom. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka. He's at 75928 Tallahassee Highway, 75928 Tallahassee Highway there in Wetumpka. You can give him a call at 514-7600 if you have any aches and pains at all. Could be a recent injury or more chronic issues that have been bedeviling you for quite some time and you just grin and bear it. But you don't have to be that way. Dr. Tom can help you out. And before you do surgery or you keep masking things with those pharmaceutical drugs, why not check out a great experienced chiropractor like Dr. Tom Pershing? When you call him at 514-7600, you'll get that initial appointment. He'll talk to you, get your medical history, what's going on with you, discuss diagnosis, and then give you initial treatment. And it could be anything from motion traction therapy or spinal decompression. These are thousands of years old as a technique because they work. That's why they're so old. Or you can do something newer like electrostimulation therapy, deep tissue laser therapy, infrared therapy. They really have it all there at Dr. Tom's practice in Wetumpka. So again, give him a call at 514-7600. And when you do call Dr. Tom Pershing, be sure to tell him Joey from News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones. See who this is. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? And never mind. Hello, you there?
Hello.
Hello, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is old miss. I had a malfunction with my phone.
Okay. I was about to say, were you, like, doing a mime impersonation? Like, what in the world?
No, I had my GPS set, and I wanted to turn it off before you answered the phone. Didn't quite make it.
What's up?
I was listening to you about Tucker Carlson this morning.
Yeah.
That was the one who they unmasked, correct?
Yeah.
Unmasked. Well, let me ask you this, and it's just a point of knowledge I would like to have. I was listening to one of the attorneys from the people who protested at the Capitol, and my understanding is he got his client out, where there's several hundred or a large number still being held. Mm. And he said, I believe the Boyer's quote was, within 2 miles of the United States White House, there's a gulag, just like the Nazis in Russia have, where the people who were arrested have been tortured, as in solitary confinement, since they've been there.
Yeah, we played that clip on Friday, yes.
Okay, do you know any more details? I mean, they can just lock Americans up now and say, we don't care and ain't got to give an excuse why, or Mirandize them or anything?
Well, I mean, this is a little bit of a long-run trend with the war on terror. It's now being, the empire's being brought home. And yes, they've got these people locked up, some in solitary confinement, pre-trial. So the trial's not been had. And we don't know what's going on. That's why they're doing it this way. And that's, you know, the biggest issue.
Sounds to me like they want to do what they want with Americans and not let America know what they're doing.
Right. Well, this is why you had so many folks fighting so hard when the war on terror got going. Hey, you need a jury trial. And when you start throwing indefinite confinement of Americans, that can be brought home. And we're, good God, hopefully we're not seeing it too much, but it looks like we are.
Well, I mean, when one of the questions is that the judge is pretending whether you're set free or not is, do you believe the election was stolen? And if you have a true heart and say yes, you go back to jail. Now, that's what his lawyer said.
Yeah.
You know, they asked him point blank, was the election stolen? And he
Well, they're like, always no, sir. Stolen, like they steal our wealth and our liberties and call it public service.
Well, I mean, the next thing you know, they're going to ask any question they particularly want, and you give the wrong answer, you're going to jail.
Well, don't you live off my taxpayer dime, sir?
Say again?
I would say back to them, don't you live off money that you stole from me?
Oh, I've watched that conversation recorded with a county sheriff and a citizen, and the sheriff said, we don't pay them. All these servants of the community and the business, you know, and our society, they don't work for us. Yeah. I like to know who they work for and who pays their taxes besides us, but you know, what do I know?
Well, Ole Miss, I got to run. I appreciate the call, man.
Take care.
Thank you. April Marie Fogle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. I feel a little lonely because Eddie had to take the day off. Though I had a good guest for about an hour and a half this morning, but the last hour and a half.
What did you have this morning?
Jeff Deist. I can tell you more about him later because we're limited on time at the moment.
All right. But well, I'll see you after I'm done taking a snack of my lunch here.
What are you eating?
Greek salad.
Salad? What's that?
I know. That one dang cholesterol point. I'm trying to eat healthier.
Ugh. I ate a bunch of royal red shrimp.
You're a mess. I've got 6 minutes. You better go.
All right. Well, I'm done. Thank you for a great Monday show. Eddie will be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Y'all stay tuned for April Marie Fogle. She's up next.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home.